How would you compare the side effects, toxicity, and efficacy of fulvestrant versus an AI in postmenopausal women?
You know, fulvestrant, I think, is a generally pretty well-tolerated drug. The biggest issue that I run into with fulvestrant is the injection site problems and patients who just don't want to get a shot. It's certainly easy. Some patients don't like to have to remember to take pills, so the idea of getting treated once a month is appealing to them. To be perfectly honest, endocrine therapies in general are very well tolerated, and you're talking about largely woman-to-woman differences. But globally speaking, all of these drugs are well tolerated. The AIs, I have to say, most of my patients tolerate AIs quite well. I do have patients who have dyspareunia or, you know, they have sexual dysfunction with AIs. And I do have patients who have myalgias. I find the myalgia-arthralgia complaint is, in a small proportion of women, it is a very debilitating side effect and really necessitates stopping the drug. And it can range from just feeling achy to just feeling achy in the morning to feeling fine elsewhere but having, you know, bad hand arthritis, which makes it difficult to operate a computer or write. So in general, I try things. Again, I usually start with an AI, but I think I will try any of them and then just tell the woman that if she doesn't tolerate it, we'll change to something else.
Do you see this arthralgia myalgia syndrome with tamoxifen and fulvestrant?
Well, you know, fulvestrant, I seldom come to fulvestrant until a little bit later on in the course. So it's hard to, you know, I don't have an apples to apples comparison in terms of the first really aggressive endocrine therapy in first line setting. I have seen it with tamoxifen, certainly not at all as commonly. It was in my experience before we were more routinely using AIs when I used more tamoxifen in postmenopausal women, was that it occasionally happened, and it was a bit of a surprise to me, but, you know, I had a few patients where it went away when I took them off the tamoxifen, and if I restarted it, it would come back. And I think probably can occur with fulvestrant also. In terms of how much, I think from a quantitative standpoint, it's far more impressive with the AIs and probably is a symptom of profound estrogen depletion. You know, there have been some people who have compared it to a menopausal symptom just kind of on steroids. And I think that's probably somewhat accurate. And it may well be true, as some people have suggested, that if it was possible to ride it out, that eventually it would ameliorate. I think for some of my patients, that is true for the lower grade, grade one kind of myalgia arthralgias. Over time, they do tend to get better. And I think that's probably physiologic as opposed to them just getting used to it. On the other hand, it can be so debilitating that they simply aren't willing to put the investment of time in it.
There's been a lot of controversy about whether to use a loading dose with fulvestrant. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think the data is pretty compelling that you get to steady state better with a loading dose, and it's the efficacy is probably better sooner, and the patients probably should tolerate it just fine. I think there have been some difficulties with getting it paid for when it's given, when there's a loading element to it. And some of the patients don't want to have intramuscular shots frequently because some of them find it very difficult. But I think it's actually probably the better way to go in reality.